Hi, friends, and welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading, entitled Empowered for the Everyday, was written by Lisa M. Samra. Every Moment Holy is a beautiful book of prayers for a variety of activities, including ordinary ones like preparing a meal or doing the laundry, necessary tasks that can feel repetitive or mundane. The book reminded me of the words of author G.K. Chesterton, who wrote, "You say grace before meals, all right, but I say grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink." Such encouragement reorients my perspective on the activities of my day. Sometimes I'm inclined to divide my activities into ones that appear to have spiritual value, like reading devotions before a meal, and other activities I think have little spiritual value, such as doing the dishes after the meal. Paul erased that divide in a letter to the people of Colossae, who had chosen to live for Jesus. He encouraged them with these words, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Doing things in Jesus' name means both honoring him as we do them and having the assurance that his Spirit helps strengthen us to accomplish them. Whatever you do, all the ordinary activities of our lives, every moment, can be empowered by God's Spirit and done in a way that honors Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Let's pray. Jesus, help us to remember that there is no separation between our regular activities and our spiritual ones. So as we go about our day today, may we seek your leading and honor you with every word, thought, and action. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.